College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com is with us live on WBEN this morning. Her show is heard weekends here on WBEN, and it's a big week ahead for the markets. But Jill, we did get word over the weekend of a trade deal between the U.S. and the European Union. What is the fallout from that?
I think that this now seems to be a template that we can expect because it's very close to the deal that we saw for the Japanese. And so the Europeans will be subject to a 15% tariff on, or I shouldn't say the Europeans, we consumers, on anything we import from Europe, a 15% tariff. The U.S. company will pay that. They'll either eat it or pass it along to us. The steel and aluminum tariffs, they still remain high. And it's 50% on steel and aluminum. The European Union agreed to buy energy products from the U.S. and invest $600 billion in the U.S. Who knows how that's going to be invested? I think that most of the economists that are looking at this deal are sort of saying it could have been worse. And, you know, I think if we're really focused on actual tariff rates, we are at very high tariff rates, even at 15%. But boy, it's a lot better than thinking about a 50 or 25%. So the question is, will this start to hit the economy, slow us down? Will it cause companies to pull back on hiring? We haven't seen evidence of that yet, but you know what? We'll have to see. I mean, this is starting to bubble through the economy, finally.
Well, it's interesting to watch, and you're watching the economy through. I was very excited, Jill, to see on your blog, you're finally talking about something I know a little bit about, burritos. And, you know, how do you like your, are you like a chicken person? Do you like a certain type of beef? Do you go
clear.
With the veggie kind of stuff?
No, definitely not. I'm a chicken and a lot of guac. I need a lot of guac, okay? So I made this up. So when you start hearing about the burrito barometer, it's completely made up in my mind from last week because, to be fair, it was helped by some of my colleagues at CBS wanting to go down a rabbit hole of talking about the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and the president. I'm like, I don't really care about that. The most important thing I care about is the earnings we just got from Chipotle, which were not very good. I said, according to the burrito barometer, people are not feeling it, meaning we saw sales down at Chipotle last quarter. Does that mean that people are buying fewer burritos because they're concerned about either prices or they're just concerned about their own economic lives? And does that mean that we are about to see the economy slow down? That's the burrito barometer that I have thought up. What do you think?
I like it.
I love it, Jill, because if you're talking to me, I would eat there every day. I'd have like the same thing. I could eat the same thing every day. I would eat there every day. I love it so much. I have not gone there in months. And it really does kind of coincide with, how am I feeling? Can we spend $20-something on a, supposed fast food meal?
Right. And so this is something that actually, I say it with a smile, but it is really bringing the economy down to a place where I think most of us can understand, which is in your real life, have you altered your spending because of prices, right? And it's so strange because last year, the economy was doing pretty well. I mean, we were slowing down from this strange COVID pace, right? But it was like we grew by about 2.5%. If you look pre-COVID, the economy grew by somewhere around 2 to 2.5% every year. Then COVID came, everything blew up, and we had a terrible economy. Then it was a really good economy, and now we're sort of resetting. And the question is, what will you pull back on in this resetting of this economy? And I think each of us, I mean, unless you've got dumb money, you start to think about what it is, where you find that. You know, for me, it's like I cannot pay up for an alcoholic beverage when I go out to dinner because it is insane in New York City. It is absolutely insane. I'm like, oh, I'll just have water. I'm like the worst person. But, you know, because it's not that even if you could afford it, you think it's just dumb to do it. And for you, we might be like, I just draw the line. Like, I love my Chipotle. I can't go there every day. Maybe it would be once a week. Maybe you give yourself a little happiness, Brian. We'll be okay.
Yeah. Hey, what is the price of a mixed drink in New York?
Well, if you, where I went to go look, there was a $26 old fashioned and gin and tonic on the menu. I was like, no way.
Whoa.
Not happening. Not happening. I mean, there are bars where you can pay $30 for like a martini. I make a great martini at home. I'm sorry, I can't. I just can't do it. And you know, we don't have to worry about driving, so that's the other thing.
Right.
Yeah. New York prices are hilarious to me. The last time I was there. But you know what, Jill? Buffalo, we're coming right up there. I was out last weekend and I got the beer menu in front of me.
Right.
And the average beer was $9 or $10 for a pint of beer.
No, not. What about, how about, you guys need a wing barometer. That's the thing that you guys should start tracking.
That's true.
Depends on the day of the week, though. I mean, you can go tonight.
There are good deals.
Jill, if you go tonight down by the stadium, 10-cent wings.
Dandy. 10-cent wings? Yeah. I'm coming in.
How about that? It might be worth
the
flight.
Susan, where did you take me for wings when I came up there? That was amazing.
We went to... it's closed now.
Oh, that's so sad. We didn't buy enough wings.
By the arena.
Oh, the Swanee.
Swanee House.
R.I.P.
Oh, man, that was so good.
And they were great. They do have great wings.
I did my damnedest, Jill, to keep that place in business, let me tell you.
Oh, man. You know, you're not doing enough for Chipotle. I mean, I think they're going to be fine. Okay, so just ask yourself, everyone listening, just ask yourself, what is the thing that's kind of bugging me? Notice it, just because I think that gives you a better sense of like what is happening in the economy. By the way, if the job market starts to deteriorate and people are start losing jobs, or you hear from friends that are losing jobs, that's going to be another factor. It's why the government and the Fed are very much focused on data that come out to sort of prove or disprove what is happening. So one of the things that I think is going to be important this week, we have a jobs report. And if we see job growth starting to slow down, I think that also influences our behavior. It doesn't have to be that you lose your job. It just has to be close enough that you say, my kid's having a hard time getting a job, got a college degree, or you work in media. Well, we just won't say anything about that. Or you work in an industry that's downsizing dramatically. And you'll notice your own spending will shift when you start hearing things like that.
Mm-hmm. All good stuff. All right, Jill, thank you. Have a good week.
Take care, buddy.
That's Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money. You can check out her shows weekends here on WBEN.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.